Hey, everybody, this is episode 42 of the Family Time Q&A podcast, and I am your host, the real Jerry Dugan, and I have with me the whole family, actually. So say hi, Emma.
Hi.
And?
Olivia.
And spectating.
Me.
Also known as Jacob. Cool. So this is our last episode of 2014. Eartha is getting in on it by making some noise in the background. And
Mr. Nutcracker Pillow, too.
And Mr. Nutcracker Pillow is here. So we've got everybody here with us.
And Oreo.
And Oreo. So you might hear him shake his collar a couple of times. All right. So for those who are brand new to the podcast, this is where we just have a conversation with each other, ask each other a candid question. we have no idea what the question is going to be. And so the answers are going to be real and unedited and unscripted. So how's everybody doing?
Good. Tired.
Yeah, I know we almost didn't record today because you just finished updating the Christmas wall.
Yeah,
and I took a picture of it so I could show it off on the podcast show notes.
Don't you have a picture of the previous wood?
I might.
I think you do.
Because we talked about it, the first episode you and I did together, Liv.
We did.
We talked about, because I asked the question, what's up with Christmas wall? And so you told me why you wanted to have a Christmas wall up all year round. And so, you know, it's been a year. And it just got an update, so yeah, that's really cool.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
Empa, that's all going to come out in there, all your little wrestling around.
Yeah.
Here. Go like that. Cammy.
My question.
Oh, you're going to throw in a question right away? Cool.
Yeah.
Go for it.
What was your most favorite Christmas present from 2014?
Oh, you want to go first?
You like to ask, so nobody else will ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
You're a brat.
I don't know what to eat. I'm hungry.
You're hungry.
It's like 11 o'clock at night.
11:15.
You ate cereal and...
I know. You're not really supposed to eat. Maybe like a cup of pudding?
Yeah, because that's healthy.
Chocolate pudding? Or some applesauce? Some peaches?
Why are we talking about this on the podcast?
Why not?
Well, because Emma said she was hungry and she doesn't know what to have for a snack.
Why are you talking if you're just spectating? I'm just kidding. I know. I was just being silly.
Okay.
I love you.
Jacob, what was your favorite present?
Wait, what was your favorite present? You didn't even answer.
Mine is, I think, the... Oh, gosh. I'm tired. I liked it all. I liked my candles and my soap.
And my earrings.
Oh, Pookie Bear made me some earrings.
Yes, so those cute. Are really cool.
And my Christmas wall decorations. I think my favorite is the Christmas wall decorations because that makes me the happiest.
Yeah, you got like a letter for each of the members of our family. And then Emma picked out Merry Days and Silent Nights.
The star.
The star.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then I got that We Believe. That's new also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my favorite, I think, of my Christmas ball stuff. What about you?
Me? My two favorites, the Mickey Mouse mug that your sister got for me.
Really?
I think that was really cool. And then...
Mickey Mouse mug?
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse mug. You gotta hold your hand like this when you say Mickey Mouse mug. And the Moleskine calendar that you got for me. Where you have the weekly calendar on the left side and then notes for the week on the right side. It's just right size, perfect for a nerd like me.
That's funny that's one of your favorite presents.
Yeah. I'm a practical guy. So
I almost forgot to give it to you because I bought it a few weeks ago, and so I forgot that I had it. And when I was wrapping presents, it was one of the last ones that we wrapped, and I was like, oh, yeah, I got this for Dad. It was under your bed the whole time where you slept.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's a good thing I'm not like a snoop to find out where presents are hidden. Like, ooh, what'd I get? I want to look around. So you can hide them right underneath my bed, apparently.
You're very cute when you do have a lot of presents, though, because you start looking at them and like, what is it?
What is this? Start shaking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jacob, what was your favorite?
My blanket.
Oh, he's so simple. All he wanted... The thing that he kept saying that he wanted the most was a blanket. And
a soft, fuzzy blanket.
A soft, fuzzy blanket. And I found a soft, fuzzy blanket for him at JCPenney. Well, I found them everywhere, but I was
looking.
They're
all girly.
No, I was looking for a big one. They were all just kind of throws, you know, that wouldn't really cover his whole body. And so I kept looking for at least a twin size one. And I found one at JCPenney. And so I got it for him. Oh, gosh, I'm so tired.
This is why I don't like recording at 11:30 at night.
But it's, you asked,
though.
It's funny.
It's
you asked, though. You're like, should we record the podcast tonight? And Mom was like, yeah, in a little.
I know. That was like at 7 o'clock.
No, it was not. Jerry Dugan. It was like at 10:30.
And 8. And 9.
I was doing something.
I know. You're updating the Christmas wall, which is so, so important.
So Jacob's was his black blanket.
Yes. And mine was the Mickey Mouse mug and the moleskin. What was your favorite present, Emma?
My phone!
Emma, talk. Can you talk normal, baby? Jake, stop. He's putting his feet in my armpits. Jacob.
My phone! I got a Samsung Galaxy S4. And it's purple.
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 Yeah.
Blurp.
It's pretty. Mm-hmm.
But now you text us instead of just coming out to talk to us.
You do that to Jacob. Oh.
She has a crick in her neck.
Yeah, because Jacob, like, we could talk to him face to face and he wouldn't respond. We'd call out for him and he wouldn't respond, but we send him a text and he comes over. Why didn't you just come talk to me? Like, dude, we did. He ignored us. So, anyway.
Well, what's your second favorite present, Eva?
Trying to remember what I got.
You got a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Probably my outfit right here.
Really?
That is a cute outfit.
What else did I get?
She does look very cute. Yeah. You got your markers. You got your...
My Copic markers.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to post one of the pictures you colored of Penelope from... Was it Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I think it's Vanellope.
Vanellope, yes, not Penelope.
Really?
Yeah, like vanilla, Vanellope.
I've been saying Penelope.
Yeah.
Look, there's this blanket. Oh, and I got a pink fuzzy blanket, too.
Oh, yeah.
And a comforter.
And a comforter. Two of them.
Yeah.
Oh, and I got a star necklace, and it's really pretty.
Grammy's was really good to us this year.
Yes, she was.
She went kind of crazy, didn't she?
She did.
My great-grandma got me a nutcracker.
A nutcracker. Emma got
four
nutcrackers this year.
That's it? No, I'm kidding.
Go ahead, Jerry.
The more that you keep dancing in the ballet, especially the nutcracker, I think that's what you're known for. People ask you that, like, hey, how's the nutcracker going? And it's like, how do you know about that? Oh, yeah, we talk about it on the podcast all the time, and we post pictures about it all the time. And
that would be cool if we could get a nutcracker for every role she played. Like this year, we got the Rat King nutcracker since she was a rat princess. I wouldn't have bought that any other year.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be pretty hard to find, like, a Chinese one.
Yeah. There's a Wizard of Oz nutcracker, and I really like it.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. We can pre-order that pretty soon.
Hey, doggy.
Ew, gross.
He just started licking me. He's all excited.
Mama, what's your question?
My question is, Jerry, how do you like your new job?
I love my new job.
We haven't talked about your new job, have we?
Yeah, we have. Thought we had. Yeah.
Did you? Well, anyway, it's been a few weeks.
We've mentioned it. I don't think we've talked in detail what I do because we don't want to bore people to death.
Yeah. But, well, just tell me. Yeah. Generally, how you're liking your new job.
I love it. I feel like I've returned.
I don't like it.
Why do you not like it? I'm just that's what
Stop
I thought.
Stop, be quiet. I'm going to make you leave.
Spectatus interruptus.
I know, for real.
Oh, that was name calling. I apologize.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. So for me, what I love about it is, one, it's very much related to what I got my master's degree in 2013, which is educational technology.
Thanks to me.
And yes, because it was actually your idea, because I turned to you one day in church because Pastor Bill had said, you know, God's already given you the resources you need to go that next level. And I was thinking, gosh, what resources do I have that I haven't tapped into that's sitting right underneath my nose? And then it just hit me. I've got this post 9/11 GI Bill that I hadn't really touched. And it was at a time when we needed extra income. And if I went back to school full time while working, you know, it would be like an extra $950 a month because of the basic allowance for housing that comes with the GI Bill. And So then I turned to you in church and I said, I think I need to go back to school. And you asked me what? And I said, Master's in Business Administration. And you just had that look on your face that I nicknamed the Holy Spirit face. Like you just kind of have this like nudge on your heart that says, no, tell him something different that he needs to hear. Like, it's just a different look about you. Your voice changes a little bit. And so you had that moment. You just kind of looked at me and nodded and said, I think you need to get into something related to education. And
yes, yeah, stupid.
And so I'm like, education? I mean, what, you know me or something? And so I explored it. You know, I went to A&M Corpus Christi and looked at what they had available, and turned out they had a program called occupational development or occupational training and development. So it was like for people who trained in corporate environments. And I was like, that's what I have experience in. I've done that since the Army. And so I was applying to get into the master's program for that program. And then they nixed it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, wait, I'm in the middle of applying here, and you guys nixed the program that I could apply for. And so I wound up applying for educational technology, which was geared more for kindergarten through 12th grade. But there were elements of it that was very applicable to what I do now for a living, which is I am an education consultant for a major healthcare system in South Texas, actually the South. They have like 65 hospitals.
And you said that funny.
Did I? 65 hospitals.
No, the South.
The South. I don't know what got into me, guys. Sorry. It must be the dog.
That made Oreo lick you.
Yeah. Yes, Emma.
What does the GI Bill mean? Or I know what the GI Bill is, but what does the GI stand for?
They say government issue.
Gastrointestinal.
Yeah. In healthcare, it's gastrointestinal. In military, it's government issue.
Oh, poor baby.
You and the crick.
Emma got a real bad crick in her neck a few hours ago.
At random, too. Like, you were just kind of prancing about, and all of a sudden...
Prancing about. And that's usually how injuries happen.
Yeah.
Like, back injuries and stuff. Right.
Mm-hmm. That isn't good.
Nope.
Yeah. Hashtag dun-dun-dun.
All that said, Emma. I love my job. It's related to the field I've just been drawn to. And a lot of people at the healthcare systems, they don't quite understand it. You know, to them, they think I'm a facilitator. So like, hey, we're great to have it's great to have a facilitator like you back on board. And I kind of look at them thinking, but I'm not just a facilitator. Oh, bless you.
Sorry. Still a little bit sick.
Oh, yeah. For those who've listened to episode 41, you know that the whole family was sick during the holidays. And so anyway, what I get to do is kind of listen to the needs of the organization as a whole and help them decide whether or not training is needed or needs to be developed, and kind of help them along the process of developing training that makes the company better than it was before the training. So
right up your alley.
Right up my alley.
And yep. You're liking your coworkers?
Like my coworkers. They're good to work with. Got a really good boss.
Good environment.
The pay is really good.
Yeah.
The benefits are good.
Yeah.
That kind of goes with enjoying what I do. And I think what I really love is the impact it's having.
You know, makes a difference.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
Whenever you call Jacob spectator interruptor or something like that.
Spectatus interruptus?
Yeah, it sounds like it should be a spell from Harry Potter.
Yeah. Expecto Patronum.
Now he's a cocoon.
I know.
Maybe. Okay, picture.
Okay. All right. So you guys ready for my question for all of you?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Yes, I am. Ask me.
Okay.
I am.
So this is the last episode for 2014. And it's a time of year where I look at the things I've accomplished out of my life plan, and I start planning what I want to do for next year. So I wanted to ask y'all, what did you feel like was your biggest accomplishment in 2014? Or what were some of your big accomplishments for 2014? So yeah, that's the question. What were some of your big accomplishments for 2014?
Mine was my first full year on point.
Yes, you did a full year on point.
It was an on point year.
On point.
That was she's so cute on point.
You went through how many pairs of point shoes?
Four in 1 year.
Yes.
And wow. It's going to be more the more and more she dances.
I know.
You. Good thing you got a better job.
I know. Now we can afford your habit.
I know. He called it a habit.
Like,
I'm cheaper than her.
Jerry Dugan. That's like calling the Nutcracker a play.
I did do that accidentally last episode.
You did? Jerry?
Yeah. Didn't y'all correct me?
I remember. I scolded you.
Yeah, I got scolded for that.
Were you serious? You for real called that? Were you playing around?
Well, I was talking about performing, and then I think it slipped as a play. I didn't mean to call it a play.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Doggy.
Okay. I didn't really do anything great this year, did I?
Yes, you did. You're a good mom once again.
Not really.
You don't?
I didn't have anything exceptional this year.
I think you're always exceptional.
I don't know, but as far as like an accomplishment or something. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you did set out to be one of the top 5 ticket sales folks for the Nutcracker, and you were.
Well, I don't know what number I was. It was a record-breaking year, and so maybe I wasn't even in the top 5.
Oh.
You won us 2 photo shoots.
I did win 2 photo shoots.
Yes.
Well, I won one this year, but that's just the luck of the draw.
But you entered.
We started volunteering as a family at church.
See? These are all good things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All good things.
All good things.
Oreo is going crazy for some reason.
Oreo, just go over here and sit. Silly dog.
Maybe he wants to go, your tea.
Because we are recording. Well, so it makes sense.
It does, actually.
3 episodes in a row, he's wanted to go outside.
Really?
Yeah.
In a row,
yeah.
Oreo?
I think it's when we record in the living room. Maybe that's part of it. He's all excited. Like, I love these guys. They're here for me. It's like, no, we're here to record. So yeah, he's just right behind me right now, licking my arm. Just licking my arm.
Gross.
Yeah.
Jacob, is there anything that you're proud of that you accomplished this year?
2014.
What? I thought this year was 2012.
No.
You started 8th grade. You've made all A's for the first 2-6 weeks.
Were there any goals that you set out to do that you feel like you've accomplished?
He annoys me on a daily basis.
I don't know if he made that a goal, though.
I think he did.
I think once he realized he was doing it, he set out to do that on a daily basis. Yeah.
I don't know if Jacob's a goal guy. Did you set any goals this year, babe?
Man.
But he shook his head no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for those who can't see, which is everybody listening. Yeah. I'm huge on goals. I always have been.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, even when I was y'all's age, I was always writing goals and writing dreams down. And
to walk Oreo.
Yes, that was a goal of yours?
Yeah.
You were determined to walk him.
Yeah, he always did. I wish I could walk Oreo.
Oh, I know a goal that I achieved.
What?
Don't make fun of me because I'm 11 years old, but to ride a 2-wheel bike.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that was a good one.
That was a good accomplishment, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jacob, we need to take him out. We need to take Oreo out.
I was like, take Jacob out?
No, take Oreo out.
Trying to take himself out.
On his walk.
Yeah.
Take himself out.
Yeah.
That's really grossing me out, babe.
What, the Oreo's just licking my arm back here?
Yeah, Oreo, stop it. Oreo, stop it. Go get bacon. Bacon?
Oh, you said the B word in front of him. But yeah, I've always been a goal guy. Like, when I was about 14 years old, I had like my first job where I was watering somebody's yard for them. Actually, 13, 14. I remember buying gifts and Christmas cards for everybody in the family. And our family back on the West Coast, I mean, they were like blue collar, a lot of folks on, government assistance at the time, and not a lot of hope for a future. And I remember writing down on everybody's Christmas card that I hoped to make the Dugan name something that we could be proud of. And I was going to break a lot of the low expectations that the family had for themselves. Like, you know, some of the goals that people had were, you know, grow up, become 18 years old, and start collecting SSI.
What's that?
It's a form of government assistance, like welfare. And and then the go-getters were like, I'm going to get emancipated at 16 years old so I can collect SSI.
What's emancipated?
It's where you are separated from your parents. So, you know, like when you're an adult at 18 years old, you can get emancipated from your parents at 16 and be considered an adult.
Who would want to do that?
Apparently that was a thing in my family. And so I just thought that there's got to be more to life than that. And I knew there was because, you know, I had friends who, you know, aspired to go to college. I had friends whose parents went to college. And, you know, I just knew that there was so much more. And so I wrote that down on people's Christmas cards. And, you know, in looking back, I'm like, wow, you know, I was one of the first to go to college. I graduated, you know, I was able to hold down a career. And so I'm just really big on goals. Pastor Bill just talked in church this weekend about having goals written down on paper. And, you know, this is the time of year where I do that. I write a 5-year plan with objectives every single year, things I want to accomplish. And I was looking back at some of the things and I was accomplishing them just this year, you know, things I wanted to get done, got done. And the funny thing was, like the last 6 months, I didn't really look at my goals on a regular basis, but because I had written them down, it was in my head, it was in my heart, and I was going out and getting them done. And then here I am looking at my goals at the end of the year. I'm like, hey, I accomplished that. Hey, I went out and I did that. Hey, I got that done. I did do that. And so I'm going through the list thinking, wow, this is really cool. And so I'm already getting ready to ramp up for the next year and write down some goals that I want to accomplish in the next year. So that's kind of my challenge for everybody is kind of think about what you want to do in the next year and write a goal down and write down the steps of what it would take to accomplish that goal. So what do you guys think?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Emmy?
Cool. I can't tell if that's a thumbs up from Jacob or not, but.
Yes, it okay. is.
Cool. Anybody have anything else they want to add before we sign off?
Let's Jacob's watch Jacob shaking. To see how long it takes him to make a tent with his blanket.
Hey. Whoa. Feast your eyes.
We just rented. We rented.
The interview?
Yeah, the interview on YouTube. And just because I don't think I know we wouldn't have watched that in the theater because I don't typically like to go watch stupid movies like that. But for some reason, I was intrigued since it was banned from being shown publicly in the theaters. And then, you know, we could rent it from YouTube. And so I was just intrigued. It was Christmas Day. Everything was closed pretty much. And I said, hey, let's rent the interview. And Jacob, Jerry, and I watched it. And it was stinking funny.
Real funny.
Real inappropriate.
Very inappropriate. There were moments where we did look away for a few minutes. But I mean, that still didn't account for the language itself on many parts. And so like the three of us have this inside language where we're quoting the movie. And Emma just kind of looks at us like, what's wrong with you guys? So.
Very funny, though.
For the record, funny movie.
I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it.
I did.
It.
I mean, it's just
I typically don't enjoy real stupid movies like that, but oh, I don't know why. Goodness. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, just, maybe because it was different.
How many times have I said feast your eyes this weekend? You know, and it could be anything, like making pancakes. Feast your eyes.
That's where that came from?
And for that movie? Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, we're not always prim and proper.
If you watch the interview, just know that we don't condone that language or some of that behavior. It was just a funny, stupid movie to watch and laugh at.
Yes. Yes.
Why was it banned from public?
Because they talk about going over to North Korea and killing their leader.
Yes. And then apparently somebody hacked into Sony's computer system and threatened to shut them down and unless they stopped playing the movie. And the United States blamed North Korea for the hacking. And Sony said, OK, we'll go ahead and pull back. And then they got backlash from the public for pulling back. And so they said, okay, we'll make the movie available through YouTube and Google Play. Actually, I think that was a really cool thing, like renting a released movie, like a brand new released movie that should have gone to theaters, but being able to rent it and watch it at home streaming live. I thought that was the coolest thing.
Me too.
Like, yeah.
We might see if that was more available, we might see more new
yeah. releases. And on Google Play, there's a whole bunch of movies that are on video or DVD that we would normally rent from Redbox, but we could rent them through Google Play and stream it to our living room. So that I think that's just really cool. It's like we're living in the future, guys. It's really cool. I love it.
We are the future.
My physics teacher in high school, Mr. Jones, talked about that. Like one day, but he described more of like a red box. Like he'd walk up with a flash drive type of device. This is before flash drives existed. You'd plug it into the device. It would load into your computer or your flash drive, and you could take it home, plug it into your computer, and watch it at home.
You talked about that?
Yeah, he talked about that when I was a high school senior.
When were flash drives invented?
Probably just about, 7 years ago?
What? I thought they'd been around for like a million years.
Yeah, no.
Floppy disks, huh?
Floppy disks, yeah. Which
is the... Like the little blue puzzle one that's a flash drive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Those haven't been around forever, just a few years.
So they weren't even around when I was born?
Nope.
I don't think so.
No.
What?
Yeah.
What? Isn't this girl the cutest?
I'd probably say about 9, maybe 10 years ago, they started to show up.
Don't ask me.
Oh. I remember seeing them the last time I worked at that hospital. Like, they just come out. But for like a half gig, it was like $30.
Oh, yeah. And you lost one, right?
And I lost one. I had to replace it.
As soon as you got it, you lost it?
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah. And now you can get them for like, what?
$2.
Yeah. And for like $20, you can get 32 gigs or 64 gigs. And, you know, back then, just half a gig was like $30-something. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Did you have those computers where it was like a black screen and all you could do was type in green letters?
I had one of those when I was your age.
I had one, too.
Those are old.
Mine was, it was an Apple PC Junior.
Oh, you had an Apple?
Yeah. And you had to put in the floppy disk and type in the commands, and then that would start booting it up, and then you have to take out that floppy disk and put in another floppy disk.
Oh, yeah.
And then put in those commands, and then the computer would start up.
Yeah. It was like white monitor, and it was like real bulky.
Yeah.
I had a friend who had a Commodore 64.
Oh, I didn't have
that.
Was that like really cool?
I thought so back then.
My favorite game was Reader Rabbit on that computer.
Oh.
And it just had like green graphics on the black screen, you know? And it was so cool because it would make a sound. It would go like beep, 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 if I was right or wrong or whatever.
I liked, there was a game called Zork. I think it was called Zork. And you were like, it was a text-based game. And so like you would type in a command and your character would go forward so many paces. And then you come across like a troll and you would say, type in a command like attack troll with axe. And
was that kind of like what he was playing on Big?
On Big, yeah. It was something like that, except There weren't any graphics to it. It was all text-based.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
so you couldn't see what you're doing?
Nope. You had to read it, and then you would imagine it, though, and it would describe, like, the dungeon you were in or the, you know, the room you were in. It was pretty cool. And then,
did you ever read the books like that? Like, to go...
Like the Choose Your Own Adventure?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Those were so cool.
Yeah. I would cheat, though, like... If I didn't like how it ended, I'd go back one decision and make a new decision. And like, oh, yeah, that's the one I wanted to make. And then, so, yeah.
Cheater.
Well, yeah. Cool. So, awesome. Well, I think 2014 was really great.
Yeah.
New job. Well, two new jobs, but the second one was the new job that I really wanted
to get.
That's
right. You've had three jobs this year.
In 1 year.
What
I know.
Loser.
I know.
I'm
gosh.
Just kidding.
Hey. But yeah, the one with Krista's health was just total godsend. Like, because we had interviewed, didn't get picked the first time around, and then they called us and asked if I'd like to come on board. And I was like, heck yeah.
Whenever I said three jobs, that reminded me of somebody, and I'll tell you who later.
Okay.
In case Blank is listening.
Okay.
Blank.
Well, thanks for listening to episode 42, and I hope you had a great 2014. And episode 43, we'll talk about maybe some of the things we have planned for 2015.
Jerry, say Merry New Year.
Merry New Year. Wait, I didn't do it right. Merry New Year. Eddie Murphy, Trading Places. It's just, okay. Well, anyway.
I almost said I love you because I thought we were hanging up.
But we do love you, those who are listening. I mean, you know, like in a friendly
unless,
sort of way.
Unless, you know, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to say anything. Just kidding.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll keep in touch. God bless.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.